Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. A new exhibit to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the death of Jesuit missionary Matteo Ricci will be open Friday in the Charlemagne Wing of the Vatican. Titled To the Heights of History, Father Matteo Ricci, Between Rome and Beijing, the exhibit was organized by Professor Antonio Paolucci, Director of the Vatican Museums, and will remain open from October 30th to January 24th. The exhibit is the work of the Committee for the Celebration of the Fourth Centenary of Father Matteo Ricci, which is based in Macerata, Ricci's hometown. Ronica Scaresbrick reports.
An Italian Jesuit missionary, court astrologer and composer, his name Matteo Ricci, in Chinese Li Mertu, often depicted in paintings of his day in the robes of a Confucian scholar. But who exactly was Matteo Ricci? I asked the head of our Chinese program, Jesuit Father Emmanuel Lim.
Matteo Ricci came in to China as a friend. He really learned about the Chinese culture and tried to speak to the Chinese the Chinese way. So I think that is why he was successful. Even today, he is so much respected.
In terms of Jesuit spirituality, would you say Ricci embodies the goals of the Society of Jesus?
St. Ignatius said that when you start a conversation with someone, you have to go through their door and come out through our door. That means you have to start with what they are interested in, then lead them to Christ. That's a great respect to him because he was the one to bring the Western culture to China and also from China to the West. You see, he was a bridge between these two, the two worlds.
And for the record, when Li Mertu passed away, 2,500 Chinese Catholics survived him. Among these, many from the educated classes, as well as 18 fellow Jesuits, half of whom were indigenous Chinese. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.